Questions for Jay?
None?
How much different is this team now than when you guys played in Oakland?
I mean, if you look at the roster, it's really different. I mean, we got a lot of new guys, a little bit younger, got some guys from different teams. So we're a whole different team.
How good do you feel about the offense with the way it's played in the preseason? I know you're facing vanilla defenses. You're not showing anything you got either.
Yeah.
Can you carry some of that momentum into Oakland?
Oh, I mean, definitely. I mean, the guys did really well. I mean, backs picked up well. The line, they protected the front four really well. Receivers caught the ball. They were running blocking well. So, but I mean, now it's for real. So we'll see what happens.
You got a lot of rookies on this team.
Yeah.
What do you
think
of these guys?
I mean, good preseason, you know. But we'll see what happens in game one and the rest of the season. A lot of rookies, like you said, a lot of guys from different teams. First time in this offense and defense. So keep it basic. I mean, do what we do well and go from there.
Jay, how do you make do without Brandon? I know it's just the one game.
Yeah.
You got to feel good about that, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to have him. I mean, obviously, we'd like to have him every game. I mean, he's an offensive weapon that you're not going to find very often in this league. I mean, he does some stuff on the field that is amazing. So, I mean, we're going to have to make do. I mean, we're going to have to make do with the receivers we got, the tight ends, I mean, the running game. I mean, we're going to have to all pull together to make up for it.
Jay, they were a good secondary, obviously, last year, but with the addition of Paul and Wilson,
oh, definitely.
How much more impressive
are they? Yeah, I mean, their defense is solid. I mean, they were good last year against the pass. I mean, this year they're going to be even better with getting Hall from Atlanta and then Wilson from the Giants. 21 over there on the our left side. I mean, he's as good as it gets. So it's where our receivers are going to have a handful because, I mean, they're going to want to press us and get in our face. And hopefully we can get the run game going early and kind of get some one-on-one matchups out there. But, I mean, without Brandon, it's going to be tough.
Jay, everybody's talking about the usual suspects, Patriots, Colts, Chargers.
Yeah.
Are people sleeping on the Broncos? People have mentioned Jacksonville, Buffalo, Cleveland, all these teams coming out of nowhere.
They're all good teams. We're young. We'll see how it goes. I mean, we a whole different team this year. So, I mean, those other teams are proven. We're going to have to go out and do it week by week.
Jay, you obviously probably heard a lot of the Javon stuff that happened this offseason. What are some of your reactions when you're hearing about all this stuff?
Well, I mean, it's tough. I mean, you never want to see a former teammate or a guy in the NFL go through that. But, I mean, Javon's a tough guy. I mean, he'll pull through it. I mean, we wish him the best over there.
Jay, how much different do you feel going into this season emotionally and physically compared to last season when you were going to your first full season starting maybe physically?
Yeah.
What were you?
Physically, I was fine. I mean, mentally, I mean, you aren't there yet, really. I mean, you still learning the offense, still learning defenses, trying to put it all together. So, I mean, this year, a lot more comfortable. Obviously, we got a lot of new guys that we got to get used to, but I feel good. Tight end core? Good, really good. I mean, DG, I mean, he's a professional, he's as good as it gets. And then we got Tony and Nate. I mean, those two guys present some problems for some linebackers. I mean, they're good blockers, they're great route runners. I mean, they're good in space. So those three guys, I mean, you couldn't be happier.
Anything else, guys? Thanks, Jay.
Nah.